The system discriminates. We need democratic public ownership of mental health services. Simon Horn, Cardiff West Socialist Party. I've got 10 years experience working in the supported living care sector. We support people for 18 months to 2 years once they are released from mental health units with the prospect of entering back into the community. The people we work with have been diagnosed with various conditions, usually have complex needs, and often have a criminal history. I've been doing this type of highly skilled work for 10 years. We deal with medication, and have to restrain clients, but are only paid minimum wage. Like me, a majority of the care workers in the sector are BAME, but I look after very few people of color. Mental health can often be viewed as a family issue, and help not sought. Still, black people are 4 times more likely to be detained under the Mental Health Act than white people. In February, Moyed Bashi, a young black man in Newport, was killed in his own home after his family called the police looking for assistance as Moyed was experiencing a mental health crisis. Police discrimination. Many police officers have negative stereotypes of young black people, made worse by negative portrayals in the media. For the police officers called to Moyed's home, it is likely they already had a racist bias. This means they were less likely to see a black man having a mental health crisis, and more likely to see a young black man acting aggressively, compounding their prejudice. In my experience, when the police respond to a mental health call, regardless of the person's race, they are heavy-handed with their approach. I have seen clients being tasered unnecessarily. And with regards to BAME people, the approach of the police is already heavy-handed regardless of mental health. When I worked in Splott, a diverse working class area of Cardiff, I worked with a black gentleman with complex mental health needs, and on one occasion we had to call the police. The client was behaving in an intimidating way. The moment the police arrived, they were ready to take him down. They tried shouting at him to lie down on the floor, but he wouldn't listen. If it wasn't for my colleague's intervention, they would have taken him down, and this was a man in his late 60s. I've seen in other situations, where the circumstances were exactly the same and the only difference was, that it was a white client, that the police are happy for us as mental health professionals, to take the lead dealing with the situation. Apart from me, none of my workplace is unionized, so there is no workers' representation to challenge management. I see people from all over the world in agency work, abused financially with zero-hour contracts, losing their shifts at the drop of a hat. In the past, people receiving mental health care experienced institutionalization, now it is corporatization. It's now not a government that abuses the system, it's the corporations doing it. The system needs an overhaul. It needs to be taken out of disgraceful bidding wars between local authorities. It needs to be back in public ownership with democratic oversight,